When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with the opportunity to meet someone that I considered as my leader, my inspiration, my marja, okay, which was Imam Khomeini. It was in February of 1982. I was invited over as part of the anniversary celebrations, what they call Dai Fajr, the 10 days of dawn, because the Islamic Revolution began its final stages on February 1st of our calendar and accumulated with victory on the 11th of February. So those 10 days are called the 10 days of dawn. As I went there, we were in hopes and prayers all along that we would be able to actually see Imam Khomeini. I was familiar with his writings, with his speeches. I had followed him intently since 75, 76. I knew, I saw the truth, the haq, and the nur in that man even before, you know, I became Shia. When they took us there, he was living in Jamran, which was in the mountains outside of Tehran. And so we would walk, they drove us up to a certain point, and at that point, no vehicles were allowed in. And so we would walk up these roads, you know, they're about as wide as a queen-size bed. And, you know, we're not even talking about asphalt, but like stone pebbles and stuff like that. And there's chickens running across the road, and there's little babies walking around, and women carrying, you know, baskets or bags of fruit, and men carrying bread. And it's like you're walking into a little village, and this is right here outside the home of one of the most powerful and inspirational men of the century. You know, so it's like there's this humbleness like you had in the time of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this very realness, because there wasn't all this pomp and fancy stuff, and like, you know, we had seen the Shah's palaces, and just being in America, seeing the White House and all this pomp and circumstance, none of that was there. It was just very real, very practical, very basic, and very humble. So we walk up the road, and we go through, and we sit in this room. It's, you know, a room is not that large. Probably held maybe 200 people. And a couple of times, like, people would come through the door onto the balcony, and everybody would just stop and hold their breath, and it wouldn't be him. So then, like, we exhale waiting. And then the thing is that when Imam Khomeini walked through those doors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with the ability to almost detach my mind from my body. Because the minute he walked in, my body, my feet, my legs, everything rose as in respect. And I remember consciously thinking, I did not have the intention to stand. It was as if my body was acting on its own. And I remember my mouth, I remember noticing that my mouth was yelling out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And I remember consciously thinking, I did not have the intention to do takbir, but my mouth was operating on its own. The tears were falling out of my eyes on their own. And I realized that for the first time, because when you first become Muslim and you read all the hadith about how the Sahaba behaved around the Prophet and even people around the Imams, and you're kind of like being Western, kind of skeptical about, really? Like, really, you really wanted the drops of water from his wudu? Why? You know, he's just a man. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed me that there is an essence, there is an innate level of honor that Allah bestows on people of this character, and that your soul recognizes that honor whether your intellect does or not. And so it was truly being able to understand many of the stories of the Holy Prophet as told by the Sahaba just through that one meeting with Imam Khomeini.